This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you thought you were being a pain in the butt to the government, being vaccine hesitant, you could also be being a pain in the butt if you're overly zealous about the vaccine. So because of the Delta wave and all the cases and multiple hospitals are overwhelmed, and we're going to be talking about what's happening in Florida. Apparently they're running low on liquid oxygen. And in Orlando, Florida, I believe the mayor is asking for people to cut back on their water use. We're going to kind of talk about what's going on with that. There are people on the other extreme going, all right, give me my booster. I want my booster and I want it now. And so the government is trying to tell those people to hold off a bit. And so it's one of those things where, you know, the government messages almost too well, where, you know, you scare enough people about COVID and you scare so many people that, you know, people are going to be saying, okay, well, then give me my booster and give it to me now. And then they're like, well, no, 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 because you'll get it too soon. So some of you were kind of confused about that. And Dr. Fauci, as well as other medical professionals, tried to explain how you can't get the booster too soon. It won't work as well. And I get, well, people are confused about that. So, first of all, what's going on with the whole booster thing is, again, it's not a newly formulated shot. It's the same shot you guys got in December, January, February, March. Okay? Data out of Israel. Recent data that America has looked at has found some waning immunity, meaning maybe these shots don't last long enough, past 8 months. Remember they were talking about 6 months? We found some data that your immunity lasted over 6 months, but 8 months looks like a good time to maybe get your booster. Now, you would think if 8 months is a magic time, they would want us to boost before that, because there's no way for everybody to get their booster. And if we're all that deathly at risk, you would think the government would have a very, this great rollout, you know, in plan. And maybe they're working on it. But right now they're saying, hey, guys, in about 30 days, those of you who are at the 8-month mark, you can go and get your booster. But they're also saying, as of last week or about a week and a half ago, they said, if you're immunocompromised or if you're weak, go get the booster. So the booster is an additional shot to help boost your immunity. Those who have not been vaccinated or haven't had one vaccine yet, they get to the front of the line. In fact, if you want, right, a very temporary red carpet and an right around you and everybody kissing your butt, it's you being vaccine hesitant and you standing there going, huh, should I go and get my vaccine? I gotta tell you, man, people are throwing money at you. People are throwing, you get front of the line. If you're vaccine hesitant right now, it is just, red carpet treatment for you to go and get your vaccine. Then the next group of people that get a booster or can get a vaccine are the ones that are immunocompromised, were vulnerable, and then they could get a booster. If you're not immunocompromised and not vulnerable, which, by the way, we're all vulnerable, so I'm kind of wondering if that language is going to change, you need to wait to your 8-month mark. Now, some of you are like, but nurses, they got it in December, so 8 months is August, since their second dose. The second dose was completed end of January. So September 20th falls along that. So by September 20th, many people who receive their third shot or their third shot of Pfizer, Comirnaty, or their four week second dose of Moderna, then would qualify to get another mRNA. If you're Johnson & Johnson, you're still on standby. Johnson & Johnson people are supposed to still wait. So it's already going to be confusing because some people are like, I'm vulnerable, I'm immunocompromised. So then what's going on with the science here? Why do some people have to wait 8 full months and others don't? Well, Dr. Fauci with Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC explained that immunocompromised people never really got enough immunity anyway. So they're already under where they need to be, so give them the booster. But they said you need your immune system time to mature, and you need the antibodies to start going down before that booster has its most heightened effect. He makes sense. But it's going to be very, very confusing for people, especially with the mandates and everything else going on and, you know, the virus spreading even among vaccinated. So I get that there's a lot of confusion. Of course, there's also a lot of heat being taken by the U.S. because the World Health Organization is saying, what are you doing giving third shots to rich Americans when America's a rich country, when we have countries that are poor that don't have the vaccine? And Biden had answered that last week saying, look, we've already given the vaccine out. We've given tons of vaccines. We've donated a lot of vaccines. Okay, back off. So he showed some strength there, but, you know, I get it. I personally, anybody that doesn't want the vaccine, don't punish them. Just donate the vaccine to these countries that want it. There are people that really don't want the vaccine. And they're like, look, I'd rather work on the world health scene and help the world health, you know, organization fight the fight. You know, I took one shot or I took two shots. Let somebody else have the shot. But nope, America's not going to like that. You're going to be a bad person. You'll be, you know, nice in the eyes of the World Health Organization, but you'll be a bad person, according to the U.S. government. So they're going to want you to get a booster. I'm not sure what happens in 29 days or 28 days. Is it 28 days now? So the announcement came a little prematurely. But the question came up, should we do antibody tests? Well, if antibody tests are qualitative, yes, no, and not quantitative, how many antibodies you have, it's going to be logistically a pain to figure out how immune you are. So it sounds like the boosters are just going to be kind of a blanket. Everybody get it after the 8-month mark of their second dose. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is our producer, and he's working the dials. Okay, so America has to be very, very careful with their messaging. You know, when you scare people so much about COVID and say people are dying and the hospitals are filling up, right, you need to realize that you might be doing that to scare people into getting the vaccine, because we still have a lot of vaccine hesitant. I think Joe Biden said there was 90 million people still hesitant about the vaccine. So I get why the media wants to kind of scare them into getting the vaccine. But on the flip side, you're scaring people so much that they're getting desperate. And, you know, the virus is scary enough. I mean, I think after 16 months of this, the average American knows that the virus can kill. Phil Valentine, conservative radio host, really, really nice guy. I met him at a lot of the trade meetings years ago. He sadly passed away from COVID. I don't believe he had been vaccinated. I have to double check. Jesse Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson, civil rights leader, has been vaccinated for COVID. He's currently in the hospital, from what I understand, stable and being observed right now. He and his wife Jacqueline for COVID. Not sure about Jacqueline's vaccination status, but Jesse Jackson for sure received the vaccine. So we pray for their recovery. So I think, you know, for most of us, we know it's a scary virus. Okay? You know, it does take on a different taste when you start to have the government mandate and people are losing their jobs over not vaccinating. That starts to take a different turn. But we need to be very careful with the messaging, which is why I'm against mandates. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm just against mandates. Because the frenzy that people have will turn on you. So right now we're hearing that some poison control centers are getting spikes in cases of people taking livestock and veterinary ivermectin. Now, ivermectin is a medication I studied basically back when I worked at the EPA. We were studying ivermectin in cattle. It's an anti-parasite, and we use it to fight intestinal worms. And so the EPA was, I believe, looking at that and the environmental implications of it. And ivermectin, just like other medications out there, have been used experimentally in the fight for COVID. Now, the CDC is not, and the FDA has not approved ivermectin, an anti-parasite for COVID. COVID's a virus. Why would they approve an anti-parasite? Well, because there has been a couple studies that found very interesting data with it. So there was one study published in the American Journal of Therapeutics that came out this month that said moderate certainty evidence finds that large reductions in COVID-19 deaths are possible using ivermectin. Using ivermectin early in the clinical course may reduce numbers progressing to severe disease. The apparent safety and low cost suggest that ivermectin is likely to have a significant impact on the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic globally. Now, other studies have found mixed results, if at all. Now, some people are wondering, well, then how the hell is an anti-parasite useful in the COVID fight? Well, they think there's something to this anti-parasite that blocks the connection of the virus going into the DNA. Not so much the spike protein attaching to the ACE receptor, but they think ivermectin may play a role in the virus affecting our cells' DNA. Maybe. I mean, look, Zithromax ended up being anti-inflammatory, and that's just an antibiotic. So we've seen some really, really cool stuff with non-antivirals. Famotidine has been used in hospital settings. I think it's because there's an antiplatelet activity, and COVID can cause blood clots. So I think maybe the famotidine plays a role there. But again, another anti-inflammatory component with that. So the FDA has to be very, very careful, because look at what happened with hydroxychloroquine. For some people it helped, for some people it didn't, and they need to not be on the side of people getting hurt when they recommend something. Sadly, there's a bunch of people that might benefit from it. Sadly, there's a bunch of people that might get hurt, and I can't tell you how many times I get called on telemedicine. And people called into the telemedicine company I work for asking for ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. People want ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for COVID. And, you know, I know people want to call them crazy and all that. Well, wait a second, you're calling anti-vaxxers crazy. So you have somebody who has gotten vaccinated and doesn't want to die of COVID, and they're reading up literature searches, not fake news, but they're reading literature from researchers on these drugs. And, you know, people are criticizing them as well. So, you know, personally, I don't think anybody should take anything that's built for an animal. we really shouldn't be taking animal drugs. And what are some of the things being reported now? Well, according to the Mississippi State Department of Health, at least 70% of the recent calls have been related to ingestion of livestock or animal formulations of ivermectin purchased at livestock supply centers. 85% of the callers had mild symptoms, but one had to seek further evaluation due to the amount of ivermectin they reportedly ingested. Now, even though they've had no hospitalizations, they are concerned that this ivermectin can cause rash, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, neurological disorders, severe hepatitis, requiring hospitalization. Now, ivermectin is only approved in humans for lice and rosacea, you know, like some topical treatments. It's approved in animals for strongyloidiasis and onchoceriasis. Those are intestinal parasitic infections. The FDA states specifically on their website they have not approved ivermectin for use in treating and preventing COVID-19 in humans. The tablets are approved at very specific doses for parasitic worms, topical skin formulations for head lice and rosacea. Ivermectin is not an antiviral. Taking large doses of this drug is dangerous and can cause serious harm. So the next question people have is then, where the hell are the medications we could use as outpatients? I think America is tired of waiting for bad COVID to come. We did a great job in terms of vaccine rollout. Fantastic job with vaccine rollout. I think our medical workers have done an amazing job in the hospital. But the one thing we are currently failing at is, what do we give a mild COVID person to prevent it from progressing? Now, some doctors are giving steroids and Z-Packs. Well, again, the FDA and the CDC has not approved that yet. On telemedicine, you cannot get a steroid and a Z-Pack for COVID. And one of the reasons why is Z-Pak's, again, it's an antibiotic. Maybe it has an anti-inflammatory component, but not, again, approved. We don't have enough data. In fact, a recent study about a month or two ago said that Zithromax is not an approved medication and doesn't have as much efficacy. I just believe if you're going to get bad COVID, it's beyond what you could do from an oral medication standpoint. But we don't have Tamiflu like we do for flu, where if you get exposed, boom, you could take something. Now, we have monoclonal antibodies. Monoclonal antibodies is an hour to 2 hour long infusion doctor visit. We don't have enough of it. In Florida, they're setting up monoclonal antibody clinics. In Las Vegas, I think we had a Sunrise Hospital monoclonal antibody clinic early on this year. But monoclonal antibodies could possibly be used for early COVID in those people who are at risk for severe COVID. So people want to know, where do I get monoclonal antibodies? So I don't think we have enough. It's not being advertised. We don't have a lot of promotion and advertisements on where to get monoclonal antibodies. But, you know, Americans are reading the news. They're listening to the Biden administration. They're following their masks. They're following their social distancing. They're taking their vaccinations. And they're still ending up being hospitalized for COVID. It's no surprise that they want something else. So this ivermectin debacle is our fault. We're not giving Americans access to something they could do preventatively. And we've politicized many of these medications that were being used emergently, you know, and chaotically. And so I'd like to see a lot more NIH, you know, back studies looking at what else we could do for people, because they don't want to be sitting ducks. 1-877-DOCS-ELLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Defense says it has evacuated approximately 42,000 people from Afghanistan since the end of July.
Within the last 24 hours, the total passenger count was approximately 16,000.
Speaking with reporters, Army Major General Hank Taylor noting refugees have been taken to temporary safe haven locations in Qatar, the UAE, Kuwait, Bahrain, Italy, Spain, and Germany. Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is getting full approval from the FDA. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodstock hailing the news.
This is a pivotal moment for our country in the fight against the pandemic.
It's the first COVID vaccine to be approved by regulators. The vaccine has been given to millions of Americans under emergency use authorization since last December. USA Radio News. The cost for a gallon of gasoline has fallen 3 cents a gallon for a national average of $3.14.
That 3.14 a gallon is a penny lower than a month ago, but 96 cents higher than last year at this time. Patrick Tahan of GasBuddy.com tells us the other good news is that if you can hold off, you'll find even lower prices over the next few days.
Gas prices could drop another 5 to 8 cents a gallon in the week ahead, due to the decline in the price of oil witnessed over the last 2 weeks. Wholesale gas prices now in some areas stand 25 cents a gallon lower than their peak just several weeks ago.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The House back in session on Monday as lawmakers look to move on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill already passed by the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it is going to start getting a little ugly. Many people are concerned that they might have been lied to, that they might have been kind of duped. And I don't, you know, me as a doctor, I understand I might not have agreed with the way the whole COVID thing panned out. I might not have agreed with the way Afghanistan rolled out. I don't agree with a lot of things that happen in politics, but I do have a job to do as a doctor, and I do have a job to educate as we go, and to, you know, be there as a sounding board and let people complain, and also, you know, answer some serious questions. So I don't want to spread any misinformation. And I've had a very, very tough time. It was really, really nice. Jonathan from St. Louis, Missouri, had asked how I am holding up with all of this. And I was like, that's really, really nice. Thank you. Not that you guys all care about how I'm holding up, but I think it's really nice. One of you care, but it's, I think it's kind of indicative of where doctors are in terms of this whole, you know, fight, and in terms of this whole, you know, movement in public health. When you see non-doctors take over public health, you know, bad things can happen. And I'm not saying doctors need to run everything. I know some of you, you know, are not biggest fans of Fauci. And like I said, Fauci's in a very tough position because he's in the media. And so he, you know, not to mention he's represented two different administrations. So he probably needs to be a doctor and not in the media, or be in the media and not a doctor. It's really hard to do both. And that's what I find myself in the position too. I find myself where I want to give you guys the facts straight. I want to tell you exactly what I know. You know, a lot of these little masks don't work. They provide a barrier. They will stop pee-pee, you know, from you know, you put a barrier, you know, in your underwear. It will stop some of the flow. Right? You know, you put something over your nose and mouth, it will block something. But I want to be honest with you guys. But I also don't want to be in a position where when somebody goes, wait a second, you said all I had to do was wear a mask. All I had to do is this. I never wanted to be in that position, which is why I never said that. And I have to be very careful because I don't want to be accused of being anti-mask or anti-vax or pro-vax or pro-mask or pro-communism or anti- I don't want to be anything. And so I have from the beginning been very, very honest about how I think there's certain positives. I think we could capitalize on those positives, but don't be forcing people. Don't be saying this is the end all. I'm not going to force an untruth. You know, I worked at a job where I was supposed to kind of be teaching something that was actually wrong. And even though my direct boss agreed with me, there was another factor in there that wanted me to, you know, teach it incorrectly, and I just couldn't do it. I could not do it. I cannot teach you guys something incorrect. And so, you know, I also have to be very careful not to entertain certain conspiracy theories. Many of you want me to say that COVID's fake. It's not fake. COVID's not fake. It's a virus. I mean, we see what the virus is doing. People are dying of it. No, I'm not going to say COVID's fake. Some of you want me to say COVID was manufactured. I can't say that. What I can say truthfully is it is very suspicious its origins. If it was in a lab, we need full transparency on what the hell somebody was doing with it in the lab, because that could, you know, grow suspicion that it was tinkered with. And even if it was tinkered with, a lot of bad things can happen when you confine nature for two decades in a lab setting. That's not what nature... We all saw Jurassic Park. What happened when you confined and you grew dinosaurs artificially? I mean, if we are artificially, you know, making a virus or propagating a virus that started out naturally, there could be some disastrous consequences. So I'll say that. I'm just not going to, you know, propagate any conspiracy theories. Now, I am allowed to give my opinion, and my opinion is I don't trust this virus. I don't trust China. I'm allowed to say that. I don't trust it. Do I trust the vaccines? For the most part, I do. Do I wish they had been out for decades so we could have more trust? Yeah, but they weren't. So considering I got vaccinated, and thank God I haven't ended up in the hospital, I like the vaccine. You know, Trump had given a speech, I believe, in Alabama, and everybody was on him that, oh, he got booed. He got booed when he brought up the vaccine. And he said, look, guys, I got vaccinated. People weren't booing him per se. People were just booing that they didn't like the vaccine and they didn't like the rollout or whatever. So, but Trump did his part. He said he got the vaccine. He recommended get it. He said it worked. I don't think we should ask Trump for any more on that subject, because you're basically giving President Trump a reputation of being godlike, of being this spiritual leader. And mind you, people, we are going to be talking about that. Some people really ascribe to the Trump religion. They just love what he has to say. We heard his take on Afghanistan, and many people are like, gosh, that just makes sense. Trump makes a lot of sense to people. My only thing is, I don't like anybody being, I don't want anybody being worshipped. We worship God. Okay. You might think Trump was the best president ever. That's fine. I just want to say to worship, that's just where I would, say, look, you could love a president. You could love Biden. I wouldn't worship anybody, I think we realize that in America we have many different ideas, many different suspicions, many different attitudes towards things. And if you want to embrace America and be America, then you need to embrace these different points of view. And when you have people scared about having a vaccine, not really excited about the vaccine and not wanting to get it, I don't think you could force it. As we know, the heat is going to be really turned on, as now that the FDA has fully approved it, many of the universities who said, look, we were going to wait until it was an emergency approved, now they can move forward and say, all right, you have to get vaccinated. Many jobs, many entities can do that. And so we are going to have a problem where 90 million Americans might not be able to work, might not be able to go into a restaurant, are even now being threatened with lack of health care because they chose not to vaccinate. That's a very dangerous, slippery slope. And I would advise America to not go there. They're going there. This is something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. I was vaccinated, but I don't like the idea that I could walk in somewhere and somebody else can't. I mean, this isn't the 1960s. Okay, we don't segregate anymore. We shouldn't have segregated then. And we're treating people who haven't been vaccinated second-class citizens. Meanwhile, we're going to have Afghanistan refugees, tens of thousands of them coming to America unvaccinated. They get to ride on a plane. They get to probably go and eat. They get to probably, get a job. Yet, they're not vaccinated yet. So, I will still, as I've always promised, still stay true to you guys. I will still tell you guys, the truth and whatever I know scientifically. I will be open to all new truths that there could be, new science, whether it's about ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or whatever, but it's definitely not an easy role I take, but I try. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So over the weekend, we learned that there is going to be a huge, massive recall of the Chevy Bolts. I believe their EVs and their EUVs due to battery issues. Now, these are their electric car line, and I believe, all right, they are going to do all remaining 2019, all 2020 to 2022 model year vehicles, including the all-new Bolt EUV. So all Chevrolet Bolt EV from 2017 to 2022 and all Chevrolet Bolt EUV 2022 are now recalled and will get new battery modules. All battery modules inside the packs will be replaced with new ones. Okay. Why? Well, because they think there's a manufacturing defect that could lead to a battery fire. And there have been, I think, double-digit numbers of cases. Not a lot, but enough for people to freak out that the car is going to go on fire. I've driven by cars on fire. I don't know if they were electric or not. I think you could still have a car fire even if you have a gas tank. But, you know, it is a concern. You really don't want your car going on fire. All right, so good. Chevy's doing the right thing. And it's an expensive recall, but they're doing it. But when we look at Hurricane Henri, it's not Henry. It's not Hurricane Henry. It's Hurricane Henri. We had a hurricane hit Rhode Island. It hit New York. It hit Rhode Island. All right, you know, that's some crazy stuff. And sadly, Henri made landfall near westerly Rhode Island Sunday. It was the exact same location where Tropical Storm Elsa made landfall earlier this summer. And they weren't really expecting tropical storms or hurricanes to hit that area, but winds topped out at 78 miles per hour. Once you're over 74 miles per hour, you're a hurricane. All right. So it hit Rhode Island about 68 miles by the time it hit Newport and Block Island. So we saw throughout, you know, the east, we even saw in Tennessee some pretty bad flooding. We saw power outages. We have power outages and rolling power outages because of fires in California, you know, trying to diminish fire risk. And every time I hear power outage, I just get a little nervous about what happens if I finally go electric with my car. Now, we spoke about this. When the government tells you to evacuate, there's a hurricane coming and you need to evacuate, we heard from various governors, you get out. All right. I think even Governor Cuomo, before he left today, had said this is as serious as a heart attack, you know, in terms of a storm coming to New York City. So if you need to leave, if you need to get out and bounce, then you get out. We've seen Florida. We've seen, I have family in Florida. When in Florida, you have to evacuate. A lot of times you're stuck on the highway. You're in a car for hours. Now, I don't have an electric vehicle, but I'm being told that your electric vehicle charge can range anywhere from about maybe 4 to 6 hours. Okay, it takes me roughly that time to drive to L.A. If there's traffic, if there's no traffic, I could get there maybe in 3 hours and 45 minutes. So my concern with this push for electric cars is what's the backup plan? You know, we have been told time and time again, this is climate change, this is climate change, this is climate change. We humans did this. You know, I live near the Grand Canyon, so I agree that climate change exists. I just think climate change always exists, that there's, you know, I mean, the tectonic plates moved. We used to be one big continent, now we're multiple. I think weather patterns change. I think, you know, the Colorado starts to dry up, and that's why we have the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon was not done, you know, since we started eating hamburgers in the 50s. Okay, I mean, we, you know, sadly, I think maybe White Castle came out even sooner than that, but I mean, the Grand Canyon started before, so we've had climate change, and maybe there's an acceleration of climate change. But if that's the message, and the messaging is, guys, climate change is here to stay, climate change has affected us, we need to now fix everything we do, then why are we putting ourselves in a vulnerable position with electric cars? So, mind you, I want to save the environment. I love the environment. I work for the EPA. But I also want safety. And if people are going to be told to evacuate, then they need to be in some sort of vehicle or have some sort of means to be able to do that. We want them to follow government orders, don't we? unless, you know, this is going to make us so dependent, even on transportation. And I'm not accusing Biden of anything. Biden wants at least half of the new fleet of cars by 2030 to be all electric. That's very nice. That might help the environment. I don't know what the environmental impact will be in terms of, you know, electric stations and outlets and, you know, what that does to the environment. I also don't know what's going to happen in terms of fire risk and things like that, but we're going to have electricity all over. We're going to have wires. We're going to, okay. All right, if you say that helps the environment, I'll go with it. But you cannot convince me to have a vehicle that is going to rely on power and that its charge will last throughout a hurricane, throughout a superstorm. When power goes out for days. I don't want to be a sitting duck, and I don't want people a sitting duck. From public health standpoint, if you want people to evacuate, they need to be able to get the hell out. So my next question is then what is going to be the backup plan? If we're going to go all electric, what do we do for our car batteries? What do we do in terms of generators? Are we going to have mobile sort of chargers? Like, you know how we have these little Mophies chargers for our cell phones that'll allow us to have maybe an additional few hours of charge? Are we going to need to do that for our cars? I mean, I'm not a big prepper, but I'm seeing almost every month some major power outage, either because of fire or either because of a hurricane or a storm. And if we as Americans are to believe that climate change is a new thing based on us and that we are making the climate worse, then that means, all right, well, then if we're going to go with that, then we're going to have a lot of power outages. Don't be then telling us to go electric and get ourselves stuck. I don't know if you guys have ever been in a fire. So my house was on fire when I was a kid. It was pretty scary. But you needed to get the hell out. And you needed to move. Now, we didn't necessarily have to drive that far away. You know, thank God the neighbors' houses weren't burned and the house was, you know, the flames were subdued. But when you undergo a fire warning in Northern Nevada, Northern California, wherever these fire warnings are, sometimes you only have minutes to leave. Minutes. Now, mind you, somebody could say, yeah, well, your car might not have gas in it. Well, I think we've all learned to, you know, gas up. In fact, a lot of people have extra gas in their, you know, now some of the preppers, they have extra fuel just in case in their garage. But when it comes to electricity, if the electricity has been out for a day or two, then all of a sudden you're told, okay, now go. You're stuck. And we're talking your life is in jeopardy stuck. So as a doctor, I would not recommend having any sort of vehicle that puts you in a position where you're stuck. Now, hybrid, I don't have a hybrid, but a hybrid sounds good in theory. You could have both gas, both electric. So if you're in a two-day power outage, I think your car should still be able to work. I mean, I'm assuming if it takes gas. But I think America needs to get their narrative right. If they're going to be saying climate change is causing this, climate change is sadly here to stay, and we're going to see worse weather patterns and fire patterns, don't have us vulnerable needing power to escape. Makes sense to me. 1-877-DOCTOR.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com.
Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.